Estates and land. An estate in land defines the degree, quantity, nature, and extent of an owner's interest in real property. Many types of estates exist, but not all interests in real estate are estates. To be an estate in land, an interest must allow possession, meaning the holding and enjoyment of the property either now or in the future, and must be measured according to time. Historically, estates in land have been classified primarily by their length of time of possession, i.e., as freehold estates and leasehold estates. Freehold versus leasehold estates. Freehold estates last for an indeterminable length of time, such as for a lifetime or forever. They include fee simple, also sometimes called an indefeasible fee, defeasible fee, and life estates. The first two of these estates continue for an indefinite period and may be passed along to the owner's heirs. A life estate is based on the lifetime of a person and ends when that individual dies. Leasehold estates last for a fixed period of time. They include estates for years and estates from period to period. Estates at will and estates at sufferance also are leaseholds, though, by their operation, they are not generally viewed as being for fixed terms. Freehold estates. Fee simple estate. Because fee simple estates are of unlimited duration, they are said to run forever. Upon the death of the owner, a fee simple passes to the owner's heirs or is provided by a will. A fee simple estate is also referred to as an estate of inheritance, because that is how it passes unless the owner chooses to sell the property or simply as fee ownership. There are two major divisions of fee ownership, fee simple absolute and fee simple defeasible. Fee simple absolute is the highest interest in real estate recognized by law. Fee simple ownership is absolute ownership. The holder is entitled to all rights to the property. It is limited only by certain public and private restrictions, such as zoning laws and restrictive covenants. Fee simple defeasible or defeasible fee. Estate is a qualified estate that is subject to the occurrence or non-occurrence of some specified event. Two categories of defeasible estates exist. 1. Those subject to a condition subsequent. 2. Those subject to a fee simple determinable, qualified by a special limitation. Condition subsequent, but if. A fee simple estate may be qualified by a condition subsequent. This means that the new owner must not perform some action or activity. The former owner retains a right of re-entry so that if the condition is broken, the former owner can retake possession of the property through legal action. An owner grants some land to a buyer on the condition that there be no consumption of alcohol on the premises. This is a fee simple subject to a condition subsequent. If alcohol is consumed on the property, the former owner has the right to reacquire full ownership. It will be necessary for the grantor or the grantor's heirs or successors to go to court to assert that right. Determinable, as long as. A fee simple determinable is a fee simple defeasible estate that may be inherited. This estate is qualified by a special limitation, which is an occurrence or event. The language used to distinguish a special limitation words such as so long as or while or during is the key to creating this special limitation. The former owner retains a possibility of reverter. If the limitation is violated, the former owner or heirs or successors can reacquire full ownership with no need go the court. The deed is automatically returned to the former owner. The right of re-entry and possibility of reverter may never take effect. If they do, it will be only at some time in the future. Therefore, each of these rights is considered a future interest. Life estate. A life estate is a freehold estate limited in duration to the life of the owner or the life of some other designated person or persons. Unlike other freehold estates, a life estate is not inheritable. It passes to future owners according to the prearranged provisions of the life estate. A life tenant is entitled to the rights of ownership and can benefit from both possession and ordinary use and profits arising from the ownership, just as if the individual were a fee simple. The life tenant's ownership may be sold, mortgaged, or leased, but it is always subject to the limitation of the life estate. the life tenant may not injure the property, such as by destroying a building or allowing it to deteriorate. In legal terms, such injury is known as waste. Those who eventually will own the property could seek an injunction against the life tenant or sue for damages if waste occurs. Because the ownership will terminate on the death of the person against whose life the estate is measured, a purchaser, lessee, or lender can be affected if the life tenant has sold his rights. Because the interest is less desirable than a fee simple estate, the life tenant's limited rights must be disclosed if the property is sold. The new purchaser will lose the property at whatever point in time the original life tenant would have lost it. Conventional life estate. A conventional life estate is created intentionally by the owner. It may be established either by deed at the time the ownership is transferred during the owner's life or by a provision of the owner's will, after the owner's death. The estate is conveyed to an individual who is called the life tenant. The life tenant has full enjoyment of the ownership for the duration of his life. When the life tenant dies, the estate ends and its ownership passes, often as a fee simple, to another designated individual, or returns to the previous owner or owner's estate. Per otra vi, a life estate also may be based on the lifetime of a person other than the life tenant. This is known as a life estate per otra vi, for the life of another. Although a life estate is not considered an estate of inheritance, a life estate per otra vi provides for the life tenant's ownership only until the death of the person against whose life the estate is measured. Remainder interest. The creator of the life estate may name a remainder man as the person to whom the property will pass when the life estate ends. Reversionary interest. The creator of the life estate may choose not to name a remainder man. In that case, the creator or the creator's estate will recapture ownership when the life estate ends. The ownership is said to revert to the original owner. Legal life estate. A legal life estate is not created voluntarily by an owner. Rather, it is a form of life estate established by state law. It becomes effective automatically when certain events occur. Dower, courtesy, and homestead are the legal life estates currently used in many states. Dower and courtesy provide the non-owning spouse with a means of support after the death of the owning spouse. Dower is the life estate that a wife has in the real estate of her deceased husband. Courtesy is an identical interest that a husband has in the real estate of his deceased wife. Illinois has abolished the common law concepts of dower and courtesy in favor of the Uniform Probate Code. This gives the surviving spouse the right to take what is called an elective share on the death of the other spouse. Homestead right, unsecured creditors. A homestead is a legal life estate in real estate occupied as the family home. In effect, the home is protected from unsecured creditors during the occupant's lifetime. The homestead is not protected from real estate taxes levied against the property or from a mortgage for the purchase or cost of improvements. In other words, if the debt is secured by the property cannot be exempt from a judgment on that debt. The homestead merely reserves a certain amount of money for the family in the event of a court sale. On such a sale, 1. Any debts secured by the home, such as a mortgage, unpaid taxes, or mechanics liens, are paid from the proceeds first. 2. The family then receives the amount reserved by the homestead exemption. Finally, whatever amount remains from the sale proceeds is applied to the family's unsecured debts, such as credit card debts. Every homeowner in Illinois is entitled to a homestead estate up to a value of $15,000 for a single person and $30,000 for a married couple. The estate extends to all types of residential property, including condominiums and cooperatives. Single persons, as well as householders with spouses and families, qualify. No notice has to be recorded or filed to establish a homestead in Illinois. A family can have only one homestead at any one time. The Illinois homestead exemption is not applicable between co-owners. It is applicable to any co-tenant's unsecured creditors. The exemption continues after the death of an individual for the benefit of the surviving spouse as long as he continues to occupy the homestead residence. It also extends for the benefit of all children living there until the youngest reaches 18 years of age. A release, waiver, or conveyance of homestead is not valid unless it is expressed in writing and signed by the individual and his spouse, if applicable. The signatures of both spouses are always required on residential sales contracts, listing agreements, notes, mortgages, deeds, and other conveyances to release possible homestead rights. Even if the property in question is owned solely by either the husband or the wife. No sale would be ordered if the court could determine that nothing would remain from the proceeds for the unsecured creditors.